On that very night, sleep deserted the king, and he asked to have brought to him the book of records, the royal chronicles, that they be read before the king.
They found written this, that Mordecai had spoken out against Bigtana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, guardians of the threshold, who had sought to lay a hand on King Ahasuerus.
And the king said, what was done? What honor or advancement to Mordecai for this? Then replied the servants of the king who attended him, they haven't done for him a thing. The king then asked, who is in the courtyard? For Haman had entered the court of the king's palace, the outermost court, to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows he had prepared for him. And they replied, the servants of the king, to him, there is Haman standing in the courtyard. And the king said, let him enter.
And so did enter Haman. The king said to him, what should be done for a man whom the king desires to honor? And Haman thought in his heart, whom indeed would he desire, whom would delight the king to give honor more than to me? So Haman said to the king, for the man whom the king desires to honor,
let them bring a royal robe which has been worn by the king, and a horse which has been ridden by the king, on which was put a royal crown on its head. Have delivered the robe and the horse into the hand of a man who is a prince of the king, a nobleman, who will dress the man whom the king delights to honor. He should lead him on horseback through the city square and proclaim before him, this is what is done to the man whom the king wants to honor. But the king said to Haman, act quickly now. Take now the attire and the horse as you have said, and do this to Mordecai the Jew, who is sitting at the palace gate. Leave nothing out of all that you have proposed. So Haman took the robe and the horse, and dressed up Mordecai, and led him on horseback through the city square, and proclaimed before him, this is what is done to the man whom the king wants to honor. Then returned Mordecai to the palace gate, while Haman hastened to his house, mourning with a cover over his head. Haman then told Zeresh his wife and all his friends all that had happened to him. They responded to him, his wise advisers, and Zeresh his wife. If he is from the seed of the Jews, this Mordecai, this one of which you have begun to fall before him, you will not overcome him, but you will surely fall before him. But while they were speaking with him, the king's eunuchs arrived. Quickly they escorted Haman to the banquet, prepared by Esther.